Perhaps you remember that last week by Lech Lecha, we told that cute little story about Rav Natoli Rafshitzer, when he was a youngster, and his father had asked him what he learned in Cheder, so the Rebbe had taught him, Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ho-Ho, that the Jews camped opposite the mountain. So he said to his father, but I teach differently. I teach Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ho-Ho, that the Yidden teach with their back to the world. This Yisrael, that to be a Yid, you have to turn your back to the world. Now, the story is a story. I have a shaila in the Pshutosh and Mikra of the Chumash. Obviously, you get the impression, and I think I said that, and it seems to me very, very mistaba, that the Lech Lecha Me'atzecha U'Mimoyladetecha Mibeis Avicha is saying over this Rapshitzer, that the Rabbanja was telling him, your back has to be to the world. Go from your Eretz, from your Moledes, from your Bayis, nothing. Nothing anymore has anything, any bearing on you. Your life now is Ve'ez Cholekoi Gadol, Ve'agad Lo Shemecho. I am going to be the source of everything that comes to you. I see that the Lech Lecha Me'atzecha U'Mimoyladetecha is really like a Rashi on the Rapshitzer's Meisa. Yidden stand with their backs to the world. Now the technicality of that I'm not completely sure about, because Sof Kol Sof, this was a deal which later on Yaakov did with Esav when they were in the womb, and by Avraham that deal hadn't yet been made. From this thing, there's only one Yiddishkeit. I don't know exactly how the mechanics are, but it's pretty clear to me that by Avraham also, he was the father of a Klal Yisrael who are strangers in Olam Hazeh. I think that's the Yisrael. That is the Yisrael. We're strangers in Olam Hazeh. And it chaps big nafkeminus, because the Medrash in Vayishlach said when Yaakov was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and Esav saw all the things that Yaakov had, the wealth, the animals and the servants, against the Pasha, so he had charot, what did we have to make such a deal for, that I gave up the whole Olam Haba? I see you can be ganz comfortable in Olam Hazeh, even if you are Mr. Olam Haba. So I also want to be Olam Haba. So he suggested to Yaakov that they should renegotiate and take half of each. And Yaakov says, thank you very much, but no, I don't want to renegotiate. I'll remain a stranger in this world, and I'll get on fine. So Esav said, you'll take get on fine? Are you going to be able to handle all the pogroms? Are you going to be able to handle all the suffering, all the terrible, terrible things that are going to happen to you because you're not a citizen of Olam Hazeh? Why does the whole world nemzach to deine Beine? Why is it that everybody hates you and everybody beats you? We know, look, we don't have to be meirich. Why is that? Teretz is because you have no susim over here. You're the eternal stranger. Wouldn't it be nicer if you had a chelek over here? And Yaakov Avinu said, well, perhaps it would be nicer, but not for my children. Yeah, l'regel ha'yilodim, I can't, yabano adoni ha'seiro, you go ahead, I'll be okay. My children are going to remain strangers in Olam Hazeh. That's essentially that medrash over there. Mayodik esach. And I think that, mistama, that is what lies in the Lech Lecha Me'atzecha U'Mimoyladetecha. So I want to be my eye in a little more in what it means to be a strangers in Olam Hazeh. That's who we are. We'd better know it. You know, das stellt sich weg, I think we mentioned that last week, the Moshel in Brochus. That Hanene Me'olam Hazeh B'lai Brochus is a Gazlan, Gilu Goynev Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'Knesset Yisrael. And by Goyim, Goyim are allowed to eat without a broch. What's the difference? And the answer is because it belongs to the Goyim. It belongs to the Goyim. They got Olam Hazeh through Esav, and so they want to eat, they can eat. What's the problem? They don't have to come into the Rabban Shalom. But we don't have any Sfuyas over here, so we're not allowed to eat. We're not allowed to take anything. So the Rabban Shalom came along and said, oh, it's not San Livnei Adam. You qualify as a Ben Adam, I'm giving you this Eretz also. You're allowed to use it. But you're only allowed to use it, you make a bracha. So that's who we are. We're strangers. We're strangers in this world. So it occurred to me this week in Vayera that maybe that's how we have to understand Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. You know that the Chazal say that after the Malach said to him, Al Tishla Yotcha Lana, Val Taz Loima Uma, so he says to the Malach, let me tell you what's on my mind. Today you're telling him, I have a problem, it's a stira. So he told him, I didn't say Shachteyu, I said Haleyu. Everybody knows this Chazal. So of course the big shaila is, why didn't Avraham ask that shaila earlier? When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam first came to him and said, Kachnu es Binchus, Yechidcha, Shahavta es Yitzchak, he should have asked, what's going on over here? You told me, Ki v'Yitzchak yikor l'chazora. Why didn't he ask? So there's this famous stickle from the Briska Rav. I'll read out to you just a couple of lines over here. Pam shoal chosid echad oisi. He says, once a chosid echad asked me something, the Briska Rav says, Maze atem misnagdem mefalpelem tomet bekushyas, kushyas, kushyas, kushyas. All the time you have kushyas. But tairo kosov kach yihikach. What's the problem? Don't ask so many questions. It says like that in the Torah, so do it. Why do you have to have all these questions all the time? Malochem lehakshas. Zog der Rav, ube emes, bemide yudu at sadak. He says, he's right. We're not supposed to stop ask questions. No, but then he says, elos yesh bo ze gvulem, ume vuarim, bebreiste der Rav Yishmoel, bebeis ksum, ma makrishim ze ze, ashir wa kos va shvish, vachir ya benem. What's he saying? He's saying like this, avada gewiss, you don't stop ask kashas. But there's a midde in the Torah, which says, Shnei Ksumma Makrishim Zeze, Ashiyora Kosva Shlishi V'Achriya Benem. What's the Pshat? Pshat is like this. Until the Kosva Shlishi turns up, it means until you see that there is a way of faremfering it according to the way that we should be able to understand it, so you have a Kashya. What's it got to do with you? It's Xeras HaKosu. The Rabbani Shem says, Halei Hashem La'ayla, so go and take him and bring him for an Ayla. You have a Kashya. That's the only Kashya you have in the Torah. You don't understand everything else, you understand. There's no heter to ask the Kashya. Comes again the Malach and says, Al Tishla Yotcha Elana, Val Taz Loima Uma, which means that there has to be a Kosu Vashlishi Shiachia B'nehem. Apparently, Halei Hashem La'ayla tolerates a situation where I put him on the Mizbeach without shechting him. Oh, so now I have to be mevarech. Now what's going on over here? Like, in what way can I be machriya between the two psukim? Now the words, the metzias of a kosov ha-shlishi, shiachriya b'neim, is mechayev me to find pshat in the two psukim. But until I have the kosov ha-shlishi, which is machriya b'neim, so I have a kasher. So what if I have a kasher? So what? Rabban Shem says shechtem. Gotta go and shechtem. That's what you have to do. That's what the Rav says. But you know, it's so hard for me to understand that Avraham could have remained without asking. He could have remained without asking. He's a father. He loved Yitzchak. Bincha, Yechidcha, Asher Havta. I mean, how can you not ask? How can you not ask? It's unbelievable. So, the emphasis, while I was looking at the Rav already, I looked at another shtickel also, and the emphasis, it's true, he asks, like, what was the big godless of the Akedah, that Avraham was willing to sacrifice his child? No. Yeah, it's a big sacrifice, but haven't there been Yidden who were willing to do that? So many stories, so much heroism, so much heroism, and so many Yidden. So what did Avraham really do, what a Yid is not willing to do? A Yid is willing to do a lot for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So what was this great chus of Avraham Avinu? So the Rav says, Nebuch, if a Yid has to give up his son for Kiddush Shem Shamayim, Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help, shouldn't be tested. But it's giving up a great deal. But it's giving up a son. Avraham, it was more than giving up the son. He was giving up Klal Yisrael. Ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazora. Ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazora. The whole future. Ve'eschol l'goy godal. Ve'avorechecha. Ve'agad l'shemecha. Ve'yei brocha. everything, the whole osed, is totally on this Yitzchak. He wasn't being asked to give up a child. He was being asked to give up his whole life. That his whole life becomes totally and irredeemably meaningless if he has to go and sacrifice Yitzchak. And he doesn't ask. So he knew the Briskerov. So there's no Kosra Shlishi yet, so you don't ask the Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zeze. But I'd like to understand, where do you get the human power? Where do you get the human power to be able to do that? So I was thinking about how this Lech Lecho, Me'atzecho, Me'moladetcho, Me'beisovicho, how does that relate to the contract which Yaakov Avinu made with Esav in the Yidrifka's womb, that Yaakov Avinu gets Olam Haba and Esav gets Olam Hazeh? Does that mean that Avraham was also holding in this Yisoid? In other words, that what Yaakov Avinu formalized later on with his deal with Esav, so now Avraham was doing that in his capacity as the first Av, with really no Klal Yisrael yet around at all. He's hearing from the Rebbeinu Shlom, that is what a Yid is going to be. But that the Yisoid of Lech Lecho Me'atzecho Me'moladetcho Me'beisovicho is be'etzem that same Yisoid that we only have Olam Hazeh, and we are interlopers in Olam, we only have Olam Haba, and we are interlopers in Olam Hazeh. We take have nothing. Like we said, if you take without a bracha, it's your gazlan. You're taking something that doesn't belong to you. So if that is the pshat, so then I can hear that Avraham wouldn't ask. Like, his nisoyon from Yitzchak, from having to give up Yitzchak, is really a me'en of David HaMelech's nisyonos with giving the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stock for the Beis HaMikdash. He gave. No, so what did he say to the Rebbeinu Shlalom? Umiyotcha nesanu lach. Whatever I gave you because you gave it to me. I didn't give you mine, I give you yours. Because whatever I have is yours. If whatever I have is yours, so what I'm giving you yours. So what's the big deal? Now, logically, we should and ought to extend that also to our children. Who gave us the children? Befrat Yitzchak by Avraham was a nice child. Avraham was too old to have children. Sarah was no Eirech Kanashim. So the whole thing was a nice. The Rebbeinu Shlom made a nice and said, here's Yitzchak. Yeah? Here, I'm giving you this precious gift. But you shouldn't really have it because it's a nice. B'derech HaTeva can't be. So the Rebbeinu Shlom now decided to Halei Hashem La'ayla. So I have no problem with that. U'miyotcho nesanu lach. That is, I think, how we have to learn pshat in Avraham's ability not to argue, or not at least to ask. Should have asked the Rebbeinu Shlom, give me to understand. Don't I have a future? Do you really want my life to go down the drain? Do you really want that there should be no future, no nothing? Everything that's passed before, everything is meaningless. Yitzchak is going to be a kohen. For all intents and purposes, I'm finished. And the emes is that there is that chazal, that the sultan came to Avraham and he said, Meshuggah, you're going to go and sacrifice your son. He says, look, you've got everybody knows your address, the road that's leading to your house. Thousands of people come every day, there are crowds and crowds and crowds all coming to your house to learn from you, to be nene from you, eights of a sushir. Do you know what's going to happen if you kill your own son? It's going to be desolate. Nobody's going to come. Who's going to want to look at you? Nobody's going to want to talk to you. You're crazy. That's what you're going to do. And that's what the Sultan told it to Avraham. That means that Avraham was thinking that. So he was being asked to totally be, I'm nothing anymore. So doesn't that demand a little bit of a kasha? It's unbelievable what it really is. So that's my thinking, that may be, like, you know, what's it Nageya so much? Nageya is to us. I mean, we're children of Avraham. And maybe that this kind of hashkofa on life is maybe asked of us. That we train ourselves to know that everything which we give to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're giving him back his own, up to and including our children. Rebbeinu Shalom should be merachem. We should never have such nisyonos. But that's really what these parshas are all about. It's no kleinigkeit to be an Avraham Avinu, and it's no kleinigkeit to be a child of Avraham Avinu. It's no kleinigkeit to be a Yiddish part of Klal Yisrael. Part of Klal Yisrael. We are guests in this world. We have no demands, nothing. We're gazlonim if we take without a brochem. The emphasis is, I never understood why the Chazal were only mesakan a brochem on eating, why not on other usages to which we put Olam Hazeh. If I buy myself a nice chair, so why don't I have to make a brocha before I sit down? I'm using the wood. I'm using Olam Hazeh. I'm not quite sure exactly what the Geda is over there. But everybody understands what I'm thinking over here. So, to be ma'ayin a little bit, like, what are the implications of being this kind of person who really does not have any rights in Olam Hazeh at all? And with that, I want to be ma'ayin a little bit at the end of Lech Lecha by the Bris Mila. I may have talked about this once in an earlier shiur a few years ago, maybe. Doesn't harm to think about it again. So the Rebbeinu Shalom comes to Avraham Avinu and he says, Ani hine brisi itoch v'hoyiso l'av hamon goyim. You're going to become an av hamon goyim. V'lo yikore oy de shimcho Avram, v'ho yo shimcho Avraham, ki av hamon goyim nesaticho. But we all know the psukim. So of course the big question which everybody has to ask is, so after the name change, what's the Reish doing over there? Avraham. Why not Avham? Like Rashi says, Ki Avhamon Goyim Loshon No Trekan Shel Shemoy. The Reish, Shoyseba Bitchila, what about the Reish? Shloi Hoyo Av Elo Laram. So in other words, Avram means Av of Aram. Shehim Koima. Ba'achshav Av L'chol Ha'olam Loizozo Mim Koima. I know Aram is included in the whole of the rest of the world. Yeah, but it was there already, so we don't move it away. And Ibn Ezra says something similar. Toisus Horeish Abir Hamon Goyim. He's sort of got a title for the Reish also. It stands for Abir, the mighty Av of Hamon Goyim. V'loi bo Hashem L'chaser Mishmoy Ois Kiyim Lehosif. Don't want to be Mechaser an Ois from his name. I mean, what's so terrible about being Mechaser an Ois in his name? I mean, obviously we don't know what names are, we don't know the names in the Torah. Chweis von Kenzach nicht, yeah? But to say that this is sort of keine Schwiese in my mind, that you got to leave the Reish in there. Rashi tells too that, well, Tzoro made so many Tzoros the Yud when Tzorai. So the Yud had Tainas after he changed his name to Tzoro. So the letters have Tainas, so the Reish shouldn't have a Taina. Ich weiß nicht. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know exactly how to handle it. What would be the big deal to take the Reish out? But maybe it's not a Kashi, ich weiß nicht. Aber let's be Ma'ayan a little bit in this change of name over here. The two psukim are really very interesting. Let's learn them a little more carefully. We just read them before. Let's learn them now. Ani hine v'risi itoch v'ho yiso l'av hamon goyim. Let me read it again. V'ho yiso l'av hamon goyim. Why did I read it like that? Why did I stop after av? Because that's the trap. There's a tipra there. There's a break between av and hamon goyim. V'ho yiso l'av hamon goyim. That's in the first pasuk. Then, v'lo yikoro oy de shimcho Avram, v'ho yo shimcho Avraham, ki av hamon goyim nesaticha. There the av is joined to hamon. Av hamon goyim nesaticha. So what's going on over here? Is the Av supposed to be separate from Hamon Goyim? Or is the Av going to be together with Hamon Goyim? Hamon and Goyim are joined together. That's Mecha Tipcha. And then there's a hyphen between Avi and Hamon. So it joins them all together. So obviously if there's the punctuation makes a difference. So is it Av Hamon Goyim? or is it Upper Mongolian? Which is it? Then there's the interesting change in the verb form. V'hoyiso la'Upper Mongolian, that's the first pasuk. And here it says, ki Upper Mongolian nisaticha. Now, saticha and hoyiso mean two different things. Hoyiso means you will be apparently automatically, and nisaticha means I appointed you. So what's going on over here? So the first question which we have to solve is, what is Av Hamon Goyim? What does it mean? Who are these Hamon Goyim? So, is it Goyim or is it Klal Yisrael? Just want to read the Ramban to you. His shitta is that it refers to the Klal Yisrael, not to the Goyim. Aval Yisrael levadom yikru'u Goyim v'amim. Klal Yisrael by itself are called Goyim v'amim. V'chein af chovev amim, amim ha yikro, acharecho v'nyomin ba'amomecho, gam achareho lodas ha'shvotim kulam omer, goyu kal goyim yemimcho, when only v'nyomin was supposed to be born. So Hamon Goyim are the Yidden, the Shvotim are called Hamon Goyim. The emphasis is that's not so poshut, because the halacha is that the ger is maybe v'koyre, because he can also say, I don't know, how's it go over there? Harami Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayma, Vanitzag Hashem Elokei Ovaseinu. Yeah, they're not his Ovois. No, they are, because since Av Hamon Goyim, so the Avram is the Av also of the Gerim. So we see that it does refer to the Umas HaOlam. So what does the Ramban say, that it refers only to Yisrael? Now, the emes is that I can suggest a pshara. I don't think the Ramban learns that way, because the Ramban, at least the address where the Ramban is saying that, is posuk vav, which is that he's saying it on the later posuk, on the saticha la goyim, not on the voyiso la av hamon goyim. But in the pshuta shel mikra, it seems to me that we could learn like this, that the first posuk, that's posuk dalet, says like this: Ani hine brisi itoch, v'hoyisol av hamon goyim. What does that mean? I think that refers to Yisrael, like the Ramban says. Why? And that's why there's a break between av and hamon goyim. What's the stress in this posuk? The stress on this posuk is that you're ready now to become an av. Because the Rishonim over here say, "V'loy niskenu alilos," that the Rebbein Shalom knew what he was doing, that he commanded Avram Avinu to have the bris before he conceived, before Sarah conceived Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was born from a father who had had a bris. In other words, until Avram had had a bris, he was not roy to be an av of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to descend from an av who has had a bris. And that would be the first pasuk. Ani hine brisi itoch, v'hoyiso, automatically, there's nothing which, I don't have to appoint you for anything, this is who you are. We had already lech lecho me'atzecho, you know who you are. But you weren't yet ready to be an av. V'hoyiso la'av, of whom? Of Hamon Goyim. You're ready to be a father. Not you're going to be a father of a av Hamon Goyim. They don't belong together. There's the tipler. It's like separated. Now you're ready to be an av. V'hoyiso, by yourself, without nesaticha, you don't need to be appointed. Saticha v'hoyiso, now you are ready to be le'av, a father of Hamon Goyim. Klal Yisrael is called Hamon Goyim, that's the Shvotim. And that's what the first pasuk is saying. V'yisa la'av hamon goyim. Then comes the next pasuk. V'lo yikore, for that I don't have to change your name. Because then we're not talking about any name changes. We're talking about the fact that now you're ready to be an av. It's got nothing to do with any names. Then comes, V'lo yikore oyd ha'shimcho avram, v'ho yoshimcho avraham, why? Ki av hamon goyim nesaticha. Now that you're having the bris, I'm appointing you to something which you never heard of before. Namely, that you're not only going to be an av to Klal Yisrael, as the earlier pasuk said, but you're also going to be an av to the Hamon Goyim, at least to the extent that these av Hamon Goyim, that these Goyim become Gerim. When they become Gerim, so you will be their Av also, and that is why it's maybe the Koyle. So now we've got two Yesaitis. We've got two kinds of Avos of Avraham Avinu. He's an Av of Klal Yisrael, and that became possible through the Bris Milah. And then he's also an Av, at least of those Goyim, who choose to become Gerim. And the emes is that the two Avuses, which we're talking about now, is Mefurish in Reb Tzadok. So Reb Tzadok in the Resisei Laila, Mem Zayin, he writes over here, I'll just read a couple of sentences over here. So, the different kinds of hasogas which a person can have in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aleph, ha-hakora mitzad shehu nivra, v'yesh boire, v'zeo hasogas Avraham Avinu, she'amru chazal shehikeh es boire, rotzeloime, she'yesh mi she'beroe, u'kmai she'amru chazal, she'oma efshe lebiro belamanik, וזהו כלולוס ההסוגה של כל הנברואים של התכלס הן נברו שיקירו שיש בוירה. ולכן נקרו אב המון גויים, שהוא יאב לכל העולם כולוי, שהוא האב וההסכולה להסעירו זה בכל העולם כולוי. Anybody can have this hisoyrus. Anybody can see the biro dilekas and say there has to be a Ribbono Shel Olam over here. And on that, Avraham was the Av. He became the Av of all these people. But then the Yidden, ule umo Yisraelis, beyichud nema, beyitzrok yikorol chozera, she av al pi shehoyo av, ein heim kruyim zera. Hear what Rav Tzadok says. The Goyim, he's the Av of them, but they're not his zera. Only Yitzrok and Klal Yisrael, is he not only our Av, but we are his zera. Why? כי זרע נקרא מה שלדוסו הוא כמו יואב ואין הזרע צורך לשום פעולה להיות דוימה לדובה המזריע שזהו ממילא טבע התולדה. That's what zerע is. A zerע is that which comes from the moilet, and therefore it is like the moilet. You don't do anything about that. ואברהם, besides that though, נקרא תחילו לגרם שהוא בהשתדלוסוי הגיע להקורס הבוירה. מה שאין כן בני ישראל מאמינים, בני מאמינים בתוילודו. ולדוב הזה אין צורך שום השתדלות. What he's saying is like this. Later on he says it בפרש, I'll just talk it out to save the time. Avraham is the Av of the Mishtadlim, that's the Gerim, because in his own history he was Mishtadl. He found out about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he is the father of all those who are Mishtadl. So he's the father of the Gerim. But then he's also the Av of all those who are Mimela, the Ribbono Shel Olam's children. Why? Because, he says that a little later, because it says in the Bereishis Rabba, in Rosh Perek Toldos, Avraham Nikro Yisroel. Oh, Moir in the world. Avraham, mitzad Hishtadlus, became a Yisroel. What do you mean, became Yisroel? Yaakov, his grandson, was called Yisroel. But that's what Avraham accomplished. Avraham accomplished that he didn't remain a Mishtadel. By the Goyim who become Gerim, so they were Mishtadel. They looked outside the window and they saw there has to be an Emes out there, and they had the Elochkeit and they had the this to become Gerim. Meir in the world. The Emes is Meir in the world. Oh, but they're not Yisrael. So their Hakor or whatever they have is as Mishtadlim. Avraham is the father of Mishtadlim. He's also a father of Yidden who don't have to be Mishtadel. They're his Zera. They are what he is because he bore them. So there's no Ishtadlus necessary over there. That's the automatic. Avraham Nikro Yisroel. You hear this, Ma'irli Gezach. Avraham is a Yisroel. After his Ishtadlus, he changed his whole Metzias into being a Yisroel. So Ma'irli Gezach. So you have these two dinim of Avos. And Mimela, I hold that that is what the two psukim are saying. Hine b'ris yitoch, v'ho yiso la'av ha'mon goyim. You're going to be the Av ha'mon goyim. You've become that person who can have a regular yid who doesn't need any hishtadlus as his zera. Because that's where you are now. You are at such a madrega of hakor of the Ribbono Shel Olam that there's no hishtadlus necessary anymore. But I'm also going to change your name because you're going to become an Av ha'mon goyim to the goyim. who become Gerem. V'loyikore oide Shimcho Avram. V'hoyo Shimcho Avraham ki Abamon Goyim Nesatifam. There you have to be appointed. Because really, that's not you anymore. How can you be the Av of Mishkadlim? Your Mishkadlim is gone. It's sunk in history. It's not there anymore. It's not real anymore. Avraham Nikro Yisrael. So the Rabbanim Shem was Mechadish that Av of Vikain. You are going to be the Av, and you're the Av of the Mishkadlim. It's my thing. The way of Tzadik learns of this Yisrael. So that's the two things. Let me get back to the Reish. So what is this Reish? So Rashi says it has to do with Aram, the Av of Aram. The emes is that there's a Chazal which opens up the possibility of maybe learning differently. And that is it's a Chazal which dashens Amram. That's talking about why Amram was zeicher to have Moshe Rabbeinu, to have a son like Moshe Rabbeinu, because Amram means Amram. Amram, an exalted people. So the Loshon over there of the Chazal is Sheyotzo Mimeno Amram al Kol Romim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ram al Kol Romim. The other Mephoshim there, you say it goes on Amram himself, that he was Ram al Kol Romim. But the other Loshon is Sheyotzo Mimeno Amram al Kol Romim. That is what Ram means. Amram. Avram was Avram. Avram was Avram. He was Ram al Kol Romim. He was high, so high. Where was he? He was Lemailo min HaKol Chovim. He was really Ram. He was exalted. His feet were down here. But Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaimo. He was up. He was up above the Kol Chovim. He was a stranger in this physical world. He belongs up by the Malachim. That's where he belongs. He was an Avram, Ram al Kol Romim. That's who Avram was. And that is why the Reish remains there. The name Avraham is really a combination of Avram and Avham. That's, I think, what a very glut of Terror says on why the Reish remains. That second posuk that he became an Avamon Goyim, not an Av Hamon Goyim, but he became an Avamon Goyim of the Gerim. That's a new job which he had, a new position. Avamon Goyim. Doesn't change the old position. Your Avos of Klal Yisrael were Yisrael Av Hamon Goyim. They were anyway going to be your children, but till you weren't ready to be an Av. Now you're going to have a bris, you're going to be an Av. Or Yisrael Av Hamon Goyim. The second thing is, you're also going to become an Avamon Goyim to the Gerim of the Umasoilem. Two different hats you're going to be wearing. So, and your name says both. You're an Av Rom and you're an Av Hum. That is exactly what is happening over here. That is, I think, the answer to that Reish. The Avram. And I think that maybe that is the answer to the question which we asked before, or which I asked before. Like, how could he have been great enough? How could he have been great enough not to ask? The answer is, if you're an Avram, Ram al Kol Romim, he wasn't living down here. He was walking around down here. But where was he? He was Lemailo min HaKachovim. He was Lemailo. He was a different world, a different orientation, a different way of thinking, a different way of being. He's an Avram, Ram al Kol Romim. That's not a Dovah Kal. I checked in the my search program and I saw that the Rebbei Nishlan is often, very, very, very often described as Ram al Kol Romim. So here it's Avram, Avram. And that is who Avram is. And that is the example which Be'etzem we ought to be emulating, at least in the tiny, puny little ways in which we are able to do that. But that is the story, really, of Lech Lecha and Vayera.